Now in a jewelry store, a slender man and a blonde woman holding a Lhasa Apso study three diamond rings.
Oh, aren't they beautiful, Manolo?
Does Madam's dog like one in particular?
Oh, this one. But we're just window shopping.
Not necessarily.
What is your all-time favorite book?
Breakfast at Tiffany's, as you well know. What are you up to?
The slender man sticks the ring in a muffin and gets on one knee.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Betsy, will you have breakfast with me every morning for the rest of your life?
A title, Perfect Strangers.
Well...
Yes.
Really?
Yes, yes.
As they kiss, Manolo nibbles the muffin and eats the ring. The salesman's eyes widen.
Sir, madam?
Do you have a camera? I want to remember this forever.
Trust me, you will. Your dog just swallowed a $45,000 ring.
This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Described by Dutch Priest, Stacey Perlman, and Christopher Flowers. Read by Lynn McLean. Now in Central Park, Betsy and her fiancé Lloyd stand with Manolo.
They make doggy laxatives?
No, you can't give Manolo laxatives.
The amount of money I spent, I'll give him a colonic if I have to.
Lloyd puts on a latex glove.
That's it. Sorry. Enjoy.
She leaves him with a pooper scooper. Lloyd looks down at the dog.
Okay, take my advice. Close your eyes and think of Lassie.
Now, in London, a stylish blonde woman, Alex, enters a conference room.
Daily Creative, we are gathered here today in the name of cat food. Jack.
Right, okay.
Jack shows an ad design.
Pause for thought. Cats don't think they love it.
They know.
Next.
A young woman rushes in.
I'm so sorry. The trumpet was awful.
What have you got?
The latecomer Susie shows the group her ad design.
Right, we have pause. Because we all need someone to love us just the way we are.
Alex stares blankly.
Well, target market's female, ABC1, 25 to 40. Now, she believes that children are for people who can't have pets. She's not buying cat food, she's expressing love.
Stop, I think I'm going to cry.
Later, Alex and Susie walk together.
I'm going with pure purring pleasure.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Have fun in New York and bring me back a present.
She's not going to enjoy herself. She's going to expand her corporate thinking.
Oh, and shop for England. So, how was last night?
His name was Massimo.
Oh, yes, it was already.
Ships that pass.
Right, come on, I want gory details.
Works in publishing.
Tick.
Dinner at the Ivy.
Tick.
Stonking great health, Chelsea.
Tick. And?
Fabulous.
Big tick or little tick.
Now in a New York office, Lloyd faces a middle-aged businessman.
If we can get the Visit London Tourist Board account, Paris, Rome, Moscow, they'll all come running.
And why would London use a New York agency?
Because no one who lives there can think of anything nice to say about it.
And you'll have spent a month over there.
Think of the tan I'll get.
This is great, Lloyd. When you get back, we should get together. It's time you had your name over the door.
Really?
A dark-haired woman enters.
Lloyd, bad news.
She shows the men two nearly identical magazine ads.
Matchmate copied your layout.
I want to know how this happened.
I'll call True Love while you're in London. Do some damage limitation.
Well, I can't go to London now. This was my very first account. It's my baby.
And worth $4 million.
Lloyd faces his assistant.
Dee Dee, can you schedule a meeting for me?
Okay, wait a minute. Guys, I'll handle this, I promise. It's a drama, not a crisis. And you are going to London.
Now at a cocktail party, Lloyd faces Betsy and an older couple.
It's a corporate exchange program. London gets me, we get a Brit. She stays here and I stay at her place.
I don't trust Brits. They had a woman prime minister.
Daddy?
No, what? I have nothing against women. You and your mother are both women.
Thank God you found the ring.
Why don't you show it to me?
As Betsy shows the ring, her mom turns away.
Mom, we've watched it like a zillion times.
A curly-haired guy hugs Lloyd.
This is my apartment, right?
Yeah. Can I find this?
Oh. Your yearbook?
Betsy opens the yearbook to a younger picture of the curly-haired guy labeled J.J. Katz. Lloyd's picture sits just above it.
Oh, God, you two are so cute. Okay, everyone, listen up. My Goals in Life by Lloyd Rockwell. Play piano at Carnegie Hall. Travel on the Orient Express, Venice, Rome, Istanbul. Oh, I can't read the next one.
Marry the most beautiful girl in New York.
Lloyd kisses Betsy's cheek.
One out of three, pal. Way to go. Thank you.
Everyone a toast.
Mind the tatamis, dear.
Lloyd and Betty.
In London, in Susie's bedroom, Alex helps her pack. Susie holds up a slip dress.
Do you want a scarfie?
No, it's a naked dress. Take it. This is fine.
Alex holds up a pair of bright red pumps.
These shoes are practically edible.
She finds a pink and red tank top.
And
this will get you arrested by the fashion police.
No, I like that top. It's fun.
Trust me, the New York office is no place to go dressed like a fruit salad. And it will never get you Mr. Wright.
Yeah, well, it's a good job I'm not looking for Mr. Wright, isn't it?
Oh, of course you are. You're romantic. Just wait when the lion roars.
What?
5 years ago, safari. First night in bush camp, and I can't sleep for all the animal noises. So I say to the guide, is that a lion? Or is that? How can you tell? And he says, when the lion roars, you'll know. 4 a.m. and I hear it, and he's right. When the lion roars, you'll know.
Really?
Absolutely.
Hang on a minute, you've not even been on safari.
There's a book. I read it in a book. Big deal.
You don't read books.
Magazine. It was an article in somebody told me, okay? This top is hideous.
Daytime. Outside her door, a cab driver gets Susie's bag.
Yeah, I'll take that out.
Oh, thank you.
They roll her bags past a filthy 1960s roadster.
Oh, hang on a sec. It's 2 minutes.
Yeah, no problem.
Susie scurries back to the roadster. White bird droppings stain its red paint and black convertible top. Susie yanks the stuck door open. She crawls in and digs out a handful of CDs. She quickly picks out pieces of scrap paper stuck between them and closes the door. Now, at a New York airport, JJ drives Lloyd and Betsy in a limousine up to a departure terminal. Lloyd collects his bags from the trunk.
How did that audition go? Turns out it was a porn flick. Danny does Dallas.
Great, when do you start?
Yeah, I passed. Good news is, I finished writing my play. Dostoevsky in Denmark.
What's it about?
Dostoevsky in Denmark. It's a kind of Shakespeare in love.
But about Dostoevsky.
Yeah.
And he's in love?
No, he's in Denmark.
Oh. Got a lot of interest in that.
Yeah, what the hell? Thank God for the trust fund, right? Sorry, Betsy, I forget you actually have a trust fund.
Betsy hands Lloyd a package.
Socks for the plane and Madame Butterfly.
Oh.
She tucks them in his bag.
Run me a copy of that, will you?
Stop.
Lloyd and Betsy kiss passionately.
You guys want to have some hot goodbye SEX in the car? I can pretend not to watch.
JJ hands over a briefcase.
All right. Goodbye.
Betsy removes her sunglasses as Lloyd walks off, lugging his briefcase and bags. Now, in an orange sky, an airliner flies over the ocean. Now, in Times Square, Susie gazes out of her taxi window at the bright lights and TV screens. Her cabbie looks at her in his rearview mirror.
First time in New York?
Yeah.
He looks over his shoulder.
You will love it.
Meanwhile, another taxi driver eyes Lloyd.
First time in London?
Yeah. This place has gone right down the toilet.
Lloyd blinks quizzically as the boxy black car crosses the Thames. Now, as Lloyd enters Susie's brownstone, he bangs his head on the low doorframe. He flicks on the lights, revealing a brightly decorated living room, eclectically furnished with a red couch and antique jukebox.
Oh. My
God!
Susie stands in Lloyd's stark apartment.
I think I've gone snowblind.
She puts on sunglasses. White walls hung with minimalist paintings surround a white sofa and coffee table. She spots a note in a glass bowl.
Dear Susie, welcome. My fiancé just redecorated the place, so be careful. Especially the tatamis.
Meanwhile, under a leaky ceiling, Lloyd reads a note.
Dear Lloyd, welcome to London.
He opens the refrigerator.
I'm not exactly a domestic goddess.
Half a lemon sits beside red high-heeled sandals.
But you won't go short of eggs.
He notices a chicken coop in the small backyard.
It's like freaking Green Acres.
Susie enters a stainless steel kitchen.
Everything's pretty self-explanatory.
She tugs on the shiny cabinets to no avail, then pulls the pipe-like handle of a polished refrigerator. Pressing the sole of her foot against its face, Susie yanks it open. Later, in the shower.
The shower takes getting used to.
A blast of water knocks Susie down.
Her shower trickles over Lloyd.
Oh, yeah, the shower's a bit crap.
Nighttime, Lloyd lies in bed.
Don't forget to feed Smokey.
A gray cat pounces on his chest and scurries away. He gazes sleepily.
Hope you're not allergic.
Lloyd rests his head back down and closes his eyes. The bed shakes and Lloyd's eyes dart quizzically. Turning onto his side, he peeks out the window and watches a train rumble past. Now, Susie sleeps on big, fluffy pillows. Keeping her head on her pillow, Susie reaches for the phone.
Hello, Susie here.
On the other side of a split screen, Lloyd sneezes.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lloyd Rockwell.
No, I'm afraid it's not here at the minute. You're Lloyd. It's Susie. I'm staying in your apartment.
I know. I called you.
Bless you. Have you got a cold?
No, it's your cat. You forgot to tell me about, along with old MacDonald's farm.
Oh.
Oh, that's it?
Look, I was asleep. I don't understand. Is there something wrong?
Lloyd scrunches his nose.
No, I guess not. I can't imagine why I wanted to stay at the Ritz.
What did you just say?
Nothing.
Did you get my note?
Yes.
Right, you know you have to be a bit creative with the taps.
Susie notices a picture of Betsy and her father.
Cradle snatcher, nice.
What did you say?
Nothing. Did you actually want anything, or do you always call people at 1 a.m. to tell them that you hate cats?
I have an allergy. Is there somewhere else you can go?
It is a he, and no, is there somewhere else you can go?
That's the whole Schneider-Fox deal. We swap homes and jobs.
Well, it's also Smokey's home and Marvin's.
Who's Marvin?
My hamster. You fed him, right?
Absolutely. So how long have you lived on Animal Farm?
How long have you lived in an igloo? What was it, decorated by Eskimos?
It was decorated by my fiancée, who has a great eye.
Well, it's a shame she doesn't have two. It might actually have some character. Don't you miss, you know, actual things?
Less is more.
No, I think you'll find that more is the new less.
They hang up. As Susie lies back against the pillow, she looks at the picture of Betsy and her father. She turns it face down. Meanwhile, Lloyd notices a photo of a younger Susie beside a cow. He turns it face down and flops back onto the bed. He bolts upright. With a puzzled frown, Lloyd crosses the room. He lifts a towel off a small wire cage. Inside, a hamster steps down from its wheel.
Hello, Marvin.
Now, trucks and taxis fill a New York street. One cab pulls over in front of an office building. On the sidewalk, people buy food at a vendor's cart. Susie gets out of the taxi wearing the red and pink spaghetti strap tank top and a flower print skirt. As she steps onto the sidewalk, Susie gazes up at the Chrysler building. She flashes a huge grin and shrugs her shoulders girlishly. Her gaze spins across the skyscraper standing high above her. Inside, Susie steps off an elevator with Dee Dee.
What is it, Atami?
Excuse me?
Are you from New York?
Queens.
Dee Dee holds her stomach.
Oh, where's the baby tube?
What baby? Yeah, keep digging, Your Majesty. Your office is this way.
Dee Dee shows Susie into Lloyd's office. The dark-haired exec stands by the desk.
Oh, aren't we colorful?
Hi. Christy Kaplan, VP R&D. Vice President Research and Development.
Susie Wilding, LMT. Late and terrified.
Oh, nice use of humor. Laughter is very much on the agenda here, right, Dee Dee?
Oh, yeah. Hilarity Central, 24/7. Drinks?
I've been dying to say this. Can I have a tall, skinny latte with chocolate sprinkles, Colombian roast?
Christy blinks.
Earl Grey tea.
Dee Dee glares at Susie as she leaves.
Don't think she likes me.
Dee Dee doesn't like anybody except Lloyd. She hasn't smiled since 1992.
Susie Wilding, meet Bernie Schneider.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You're very welcome. Why, are you always this cheerful?
Too cheerful.
I guess we're a little more orthodox here.
Susie, do you like the shop?
Does the Pope have a balcony?
Excellent. Then I'll take you on a little personal rebranding exercise, okay?
What account did Lloyd put her on?
True love. Speed dating clubs. Our guys are number two. The task is to make them number one. Lloyd left you a client brief. As you can see, Matchmate stole our concepts, so we need three new ideas.
End of the week?
By lunch.
As Bernie and Christy leave, Susie's eyes widen. She walks around her desk to the huge floor-to-ceiling windows. As she smiles at her view, Susie settles into her chair and opens a manila envelope. On the report, inside, a sticky note reads, "Remember, sex sells." In London, Lloyd paces around a conference table.
There's no doubt about it. Sex sells. And it always has. Ever since Eve said to Adam, "How you like them apples?" But I have my own rule. No sex in advertising. Because Americans are much more conservative than you guys are.
How long is he going to keep talking about sex?
Not long enough.
Take the True Love account. Young Mr. True Love, very cool, easygoing. Old man True Love is a born again. So I tell all the women, no revealing clothes.
In New York, Susie and Christy approach a conference room.
My God, I'm so nervous. Just relax. They're going to love you.
As they enter, Bernie and his gray-haired client stand.
Ah, Mr. Stanley True Love, Susie Wilding from our London office. How do you do?
Pleasure to meet you.
And Mr. True Love, Jr.
Harvey, hi.
Hi.
The blonde Harvey looks Susie over.
So, let's see how the Brits do things.
Smiling to herself, Susie lifts her brow.
Susie?
Yeah, okay. So, this is just a few mock-ups. Right, first...
She sets a poster board on an easel.
Cut to the chase.
A pencil drawing shows a man and a woman entwined in a deep kiss. The client's eyes widen, then narrow on Bernie.
Well, that went down like a cup of cold sick.
As Harvey smiles politely, Stanley frowns.
You don't have that expression, do you?
No, miss, we don't.
Number two?
A couple embraces in a shower.
Your place or mine?
Stanley eyes Susie. Bernie leans toward her.
Cleavage.
Pardon?
He whispers in her ear.
Your cleavage.
Susie nods. Turning her back to the others, she adjusts her top's bodice. Christy looks away. As Harvey grins, Stanley shifts in his seat. Susie faces them, revealing more cleavage.
My favorite idea...
This.
Frowning, Susie shows a drawing of a couple smoking in bed.
My favorite idea, number three, how was it for you?
Where did you find her? Sodom or Gomorrah?
Stanley, no, really, I can explain. Just a second, Stanley. Give me a second.
Stanley, she's from England.
As Bernie and Harvey follow Stanley out, Christy frowns at Susie.
I don't understand. No, I followed the brief. Sex sells.
Someone gave you a bum steer, honey.
Lloyd Rockwell, why?
He's tricky. Huge ego, but very insecure. Maybe he's scared you're after his job.
So he makes me look like a complete moron.
You're playing with the big boys now, Susie. Welcome to the NFL.
Susie throws the posters.
Bollocky fucking bollocks!
As she fixes her shirt, Harvey returns to the conference room.
And my favorite? The one in the shower. Look, you have to excuse Dad. He had a sense of humor bypass. Hey, are you free for dinner tomorrow night?
A smile spreads across her lips.
Yeah.
All right, great. Pick you up at 7.
As he leaves, Susie shrugs happily. At the London office, a woman with short red hair reads messages to Lloyd.
And a Miss Angelica Mendoza called from New York.
Angelica Mendoza? Don't know her.
Yeah, wouldn't leave a message. No number either.
Okay, could you give me some information on London tourism?
No problem.
Thank you, and thank you for making my first day so easy.
Grinning, the assistant releases a sigh. As she passes Alex on her way out, she mouths, "Wow."
So, have you bonded with Yorick?
A skeleton.
Oh, is that what happened to the last American?
I gave it to Susie after her boyfriend dumped her. A reminder, all men die eventually. Free for dinner tomorrow?
As long as I'm paying.
I'll book somewhere obscenely expensive.
Good. Well, fun.
You have no idea.
As Alex struts out, Lloyd looks up with a furrowed brow. Now, Susie and Christy unpack shopping bags. Susie holds a phone to her ear.
Oh, my God, they're gorgeous. Oh, it's ringing. Yeah, Lloyd, it's Susie. Just to let you know that your silly little plan didn't work.
Excuse me?
Well, I read your client brief as planned, and I screwed up as planned, but I'm having dinner with Harvey Truelove tomorrow, not as planned, and I'm going to charm him to death.
Are you on medication?
No, Grandpa. I'm rebranding, having a ball, no thanks to you. Bye-bye.
Better?
Much.
Lloyd looks off with a quizzical stare.
Grandpa.
In New York, Christy lifts a red dress.
Oh, this is fabulous. Totally you.
Totally bloody bankrupt.
Three words, Susie.
Live a little.
You are a very, very bad girl.
Christy holds out a red leather purse.
A little gift, honey.
Is that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it! Look, it goes with my dress!
Oh, you look great. Just like me.
Susie kisses her cheek. In London, Lloyd feeds Marvin.
You've reached Betsy's phone. Please leave a message.
Hi, it's me. Are you there? Sorry, I missed you. Sorry, that's the 12:30 flyer going to the living room.
And the chickens need a bedtime story.
Anyway, things are going okay here at the Twilight Zone. Love you.
In New York, Susie tugs a recessed cabinet pull mounted on a door. Wearing sweats and eating from a carton of Chinese takeout, she goes to the phone.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. It's Lloyd, and you're leaking.
I beg your pardon?
Your ceiling is leaking.
And what do you expect me to do about it? I'm 3,000 miles away. Hang on a sec. Hello.
Susie, I'm Lloyd's friend.
Good for you. Come on.
A turtle crawls over Lloyd's foot.
Well, that's a first.
What is?
Tortoise is mating my shoe.
You? Be nice to my tortoise.
Tortoise? What else you got? A snake in the bathtub?
One cat, one hamster, two hens. As for a snake, just look in the mirror.
Nice. That must be the British charm I hear so much tell of.
Look, you've already tried to wreck my career. Now, please don't destroy my house as well.
What?
Just go up to the tank and twist the thingamabob.
Thingamajig.
Hang on.
Susie opens the door for JJ.
Susie Wilding?
Yes.
JJ Katz. Lloyd asked me to stop by.
What are you, his hitman? Yes.
Hello?
Go up to the tank and twist the thingamajig.
Thingamabob, thingamajig, what are you talking about?
Do you really expect me to get a plumber from
yes.
here? What ever happened to men who could fix things?
Oh, it's my fault that I can't fix plumbing that's like 2 centuries old.
Susie sticks out her tongue.
All right. I'll do it myself.
Thank you.
Susie puts her hands on her hips.
This is obviously a bad time. Boy, just thought you might need some local help. Places to go.
He hands her his card.
Maybe a limo.
Bloody hell, that's so vulgar. I mean, in a good way.
Okay, I got something. My best friend and my limo. I'm gonna go. Before you notice my alleged bald spot.
No, no, I'm sorry, okay? Are you free tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Now in a London restaurant, Lloyd and Alex have dinner.
So, you're all set to become a famous musician.
Hmm. I don't know about famous, but musician.
You sold your soul for a fat paycheck and a trophy wife.
Well, it's always disconcerting when one subtext is read so easily. But we're not married yet.
Oh. What's she like?
Perfect.
But?
No, no, no. No but. She's smart, talented, beautiful.
He shows her a picture of Betsy.
And her father's richer than God.
Do I look like a gold digger?
No, no. But he is rich, right?
As luck would have it. You know, Donald Trump. Betsy's father would eat Trump for breakfast.
And what do you like for breakfast?
Lloyd grins and bows his head. In New York, Susie and Harvey ride in the back of JJ's limo.
That was the best dinner in the history of dinners.
So you like New York?
I did, and then I hated it, and now I love it again.
Susie rolls down the window.
I love New York! This is fun. I love fun, don't you?
Fun can be good, yeah. There should definitely be more fun.
You know, it wasn't fun. Your dad's face when he saw my ads.
As in, your place or mine?
Mm-hmm.
As the limo slows to a stop, they look out the window.
We, seem to be at mine.
So, do I get to come up for coffee?
Well, that depends on what you mean by coffee. You can kiss me if you like.
As Harvey leans in, Susie closes her eyes. Their lips meet briefly at first, As their kiss deepens, JJ glances in the rearview mirror and furrows his brow. Susie grins.
I was just testing.
How'd I do?
Not bad. Firm, not pushy, excellent tongue action.
So do I get to come up for coffee?
No.
Harvey, you're a client, and I'm not totally sober. So I'm going to say no, okay? All right, JJ, thank you.
Anytime.
It's so vulgar. I love it.
Susie hands her drink off to Harvey.
Good night.
Good night.
As she climbs out, JJ smiles.
Happy hangover.
Morning. In Bernie's office, Susie rubs her temple.
So, last night Harvey Truelove takes you out to dinner. And this morning his father calls a crisis meeting. What's going on?
I've no idea.
Christy hands her a coffee.
Yeah, here. Decaf latte, Colombian roast.
Thank you so much.
They enter. Stanley holds a stack of letters.
Good morning.
First you let Matchmate steal a march on our campaign, and now this. I give you people our business for 10 years, and this is how you repay me? 200 cancellations last week alone.
I don't follow.
The new Matchmate offer beats yours any day. I'm switching to Matchmate.
Our clients are being directly targeted by our main competition.
Which means that someone sold them our client database. And the only people who had access to that were me and Dad
and Lloyd Rockwell.
Susie frowns. Now a phone sits on Alex's desk. Lloyd enters.
You wanted to see me?
Schmuck.
Bernie?
This could have been Schneider, Fox, Rockwell, if you hadn't been so greedy.
I'm sorry?
Did anyone else at the agency have access to the Truelove client database?
No, just me.
You have no idea how sorry I am to hear that, Lloyd. What is it? Is it the house in Connecticut? Are you trying to impress Betsy? Excuse me?
Lloyd, your message log says you got a call from Angelica Mendoza.
Who I've never heard of.
She's the CEO of Matchmate Dating. Now, why would the head of our client's biggest competitor be calling you? To say thank you?
What's going on here, Bernie?
I've talked to the lawyers, Lloyd. If you set foot inside a Schneider Fox building after today, I'll have you arrested for fraud. You're fired. As of now, both sides of the Atlantic, you will never work again.
It's no good. Now Lloyd walks across a pedestrian bridge. As a light rain drizzles down, he cocks his head and keeps his gaze lowered. Now in New York, Christy and Dee Dee follow Susie into her office.
But if Lloyd comes back, where do I stay?
Right, because what matters here is you.
We'll figure something out. Meantime, we play musical offices and life goes on.
I don't believe Lloyd would do anything dishonest.
Your devotion is sweet, Dee Dee, and totally misplaced. Tea would be nice.
Dee Dee scowls as she storms out.
She's just about the only one Lloyd hasn't tried to get into bed. A while back, I was this close to filing for harassment.
I thought he had a fiancé.
Trust me, Lloyd the lech.
Later, Bernie joins Susie and Christy over takeout.
Bad news, Stanley Truelove is threatening to move his account. The good news, he retires next month.
And that's where you come in.
Well, I don't think Stanley's my number one fan after last week.
But Harvey is.
And he takes over when the old man goes. So we need you to keep Harvey happy.
How happy?
Bernie cocks his head and gives a little smile.
What, does it say prostitute on my CV?
Christy furrows her brow.
Hooker on my resume.
Now, Susie and Harvey enter a nightclub where men and women mingle.
This is not what I expected. But if your dad's so straight about everything, how come he's in this racket?
Dad loves God and mammon in equal measure. We've got 60 clubs like this across the U.S. 10 sessions a day, 3 minutes to hit it off. A lot of people looking for love. Ching, ching, ching.
3 minutes?
Yeah, which is way too long. I mean,
there's a spark. People know in like 30 seconds. It's a scientific fact.
So the extra 2.5 minutes is for getting bored, cheating on each other, and then hiring a lawyer.
10.
As singles rush to find seats, Harvey pushes Susie toward a table.
Oh, yes. Get to know the client's business. Rule number one, right?
He winks and walks away.
2.
Harvey?
1.
A plump man sits next to her.
Hi.
Hi.
I've had 2 wives, both dead. The first died from poison mushrooms.
What happened to the second one?
She just would not eat her mushrooms. I'm kidding. You have a sense of humor.
Now with a narrow-faced man.
My ex, total ball breaker. I mean, what kind of woman would divorce a guy because of halitosis?
Susie backs away with another date.
I'm Max.
Hello, Max.
This is Minnie Max.
He waves a puppet.
Hi.
With a frozen grin, she nods to it.
Hi.
Later, Susie and Harvey sit in an empty part of the club.
So?
Well, I think the best line of the night was, this face losing 5 minutes. I hope you're on it.
What about, you have the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen.
That beats it. It's even more corny.
Harvey gazes at her.
What if it's true?
Okay, can I say something, even though it's a bit embarrassing, but just so that we're clear?
Sure.
She lowers her head.
I'm not going to sleep with you.
That's pretty clear.
No, I wouldn't want you to think that I was doing it just to keep the account.
Why would I think that?
I don't know, but the fact that I even think that you might think it means...
Susie meets his gaze.
No nookie.
Nookie? That's British for sex.
Yeah.
Harvey presses his lips together and nods.
Would a kiss help?
He leans in.
Firm, not pushy. Good tongue action.
Maybe.
Their lips nearly touch.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Susie digs through her purse and pulls out her cell phone.
Hello.
5 channels.
Lloyd holds a remote.
You know, your timing is perfect.
Your TV is terrible.
I'm in a meeting.
And I'm out of a job, stuck in the old curiosity shop with no cable.
Well, try reading a book. I presume you can read.
A little sympathy would be nice.
Sympathy after you took a bribe?
I didn't take anything.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. Goodbye.
What about the plump?
She puts the phone away.
I'm sorry. Where were we?
Harvey kisses her at the brownstone.
Hello?
Lloyd answers.
All the English custom.
Alex struts past him and sits on the couch.
Tequila slammers.
I'm your man.
She puts down a bottle.
I was at a party with a lot of ugly men. I don't do ugly.
Alex leans back in her seat.
You fired me and now you're flirting with me?
Bernie fired you. Think of me as the compensation package.
He nods and lifts his brow.
Okay.
Later, Alex taps a glass on the table and they both down a shot. Swallowing, Alex leans back on the couch.
So how come you're not fighting for your job?
Yeah, I've been paralyzed. But I just can't believe that people would think I would do something like that.
Have you told Betsy?
No. Her family is goal-oriented. Without a job, I'm nothing.
He pours more liquor. Alex taps her glass, then gulps it down.
I don't know how you're staying upright.
What is your favorite sexual position?
You know, you said that out loud, right?
How'd you like to have sex?
She leans in close.
You see, there are two types of women. Women who say, have sex. Women who say, make love. Betsy is the make love type.
On my back to Betsy.
As Lloyd sips his drink, Alex pours more. Now, in Lloyd's apartment, a fountain trickles next to a zen garden. Harvey and Susie sit in the living room.
I love this apartment.
She looks around.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't we just eat here?
Well, I'm not sure they allow actual food here, but if they do, maybe I'll make lunch for you tomorrow.
I bet you're a great cook.
Not exactly. But you're a very important client.
And you are a very beautiful woman.
Thank you.
She drops her gaze.
So what would you like?
A kiss?
I went for lunch.
More kisses?
We said no nookie.
You said no nookie.
Now Lloyd points to Susie's car.
This is the one thing I like about Susie.
Susie? Oh, good. How many more women are we going to talk about?
MGB Roadster, 1968. My father had one just like it. He brought back from Europe when he was 19. And I don't mean to be rude about your friend, but she does not deserve a car like this.
I pretend I didn't hear that.
And she's got the worst phone manners.
I give great phone.
She lies back on the car.
Amongst other things.
Lloyd pulls her up by her belt.
Alex.
He rests his forehead against hers.
I'm engaged.
She lifts her brow.
Yes. Good night. Thank you,
dignified retreat.
Smiling, she takes a step and collapses. Lloyd looks down at her.
You're not driving.
I'm too drunk to walk.
All right. You take the bed, and I'll take the sofa.
He helps her to her feet. As they head for the front door, Alex stumbles. Lloyd catches her from behind and directs her up the stairs. Daytime. A double-decker bus heads down a street. In the brownstone, Lloyd sleeps fully dressed on the couch. Smokey rests in his arms. Alex springs up in bed.
Coming!
Downstairs, Lloyd answers the door.
Surprise! Now, don't be mad, but I missed you so much. Wow. Quite a party.
Betsy looks around.
Yeah, I was really hungry.
She glances up. As Lloyd blinks, Betsy studies her fiancé's face. Now, upstairs, she turns a corner and opens a door. Biting the earpiece of his glasses, Lloyd looks in after her. Betsy turns to him.
Okay, Lloyd, I'm listening.
It's not what it seems.
She lifts her brow, enters the bathroom, and pulls back a rose-patterned shower curtain.
Buenos dias. Ah, you are Senora Lloyd.
Alex wears a maid's uniform.
Yes, and you would be...
Carrying cleaning fluid, she steps out.
Juanita, nice to hello you. You are completely out of Senor Muscle. I tell Miss Susie twice, but everybody has holes in their head because now I have to go to the shops. Excuse me, Senora. Hasta luego.
As she passes, Alex eyes Lloyd. He looks at Betsy, nods, and leaves. Later, as Lloyd eats at the kitchen table, Betsy shows him a picture of a house.
Oh, this one has the cutest guest house. Perfect for Mom and Dad.
It looks like it's a little bit more... Wow! It's a lot more than we talked about.
So what? Schneider has to make you partner soon, right?
You know...
Have you ever seen so much junk? Daddy's right about Brits. How can anyone live with all this stuff?
I like stuff. Stuff can be good.
I gotta tell you something.
Okay.
Betsy loads the dishwasher. She gazes into his eyes. He kisses her tenderly.
I missed you.
And I missed you.
You want to try out the bed?
Tonight, you bet.
Why wait?
Silly. It's 9:30 in the morning.
So?
Anyone would think you didn't have a job to go to.
As she clears dishes, Lloyd shifts his gaze and sighs. Outside, Lloyd drinks a cup of coffee. He heads across the pedestrian bridge amid a group of well-dressed men and women. In the brownstone, Betsy wears pink rubber gloves and places dishes in a cabinet. She spots Marvin running on his wheel and grimaces. She covers the cage with a dish towel and returns to cleaning. As Betsy picks up a stack of bowls, Smokey wanders in and climbs inside the open dishwasher. With her back turned, Betsy uses her foot to close the dishwasher door. She faces the machine and turns it on. Glancing up, she notices a framed picture on the wall and straightens it. Now, in New York, Susie walks through Chinatown. As a man carries a dead pig past her, she makes a face. She approaches a fish stand.
Excuse me, have you got anything fishy but ready cooked?
Monkfish ginger sauce, very nice.
But it's ready cooked, so I'm hopeless.
Yeah, ready cooked, very good.
Okay, we'll have enough for two people, please.
She takes out some money. Susie looks at her cell phone and the display reads, Lloyd calling. Hitting a button, she puts it away. In London.
Hi, this is Susie. Leave a message.
Susie, it's Lloyd. At risk of getting my head bitten off, I could use your help. Please call me.
He ends the call.
I'd like a light piece of fish fillet.
Lloyd faces a merchant in Chinatown, in New York.
Monkfish ginger sauce ready, cook $45.
$45?
Now at the brownstone, Betsy does aerobics. Lloyd enters.
Hey, honey.
Hey, busy day?
Like you wouldn't believe.
Hey, what's in the bag?
Wait and see.
He sets down the groceries. In Lloyd's apartment, Susie wears an apron and studies the knobs on the oven. She pushes a button and turns a knob, then kicks it. Wearing gloves, she picks up the cordless phone and dials.
This is JJ. You've called the right person at the wrong time.
Susie rolls her eyes and purses her lips. She dials again. In Susie's kitchen, Lloyd wears a cow-spotted apron. He wrinkles his brow.
Hello?
Hey, does the Starship Enterprise have a manual?
Excuse me?
Your oven, how does it work?
What are you cooking?
No, I don't cook, I heat up. Fish and ginger sauce.
In a split screen, both stand in their kitchen. Susie opens her bag.
Oh, my God! It's an actual fish! What? And I've got a client coming for lunch in 15 minutes!
Lloyd grins.
Okay, well, first, fillet the fish.
No, I told you, I don't cook!
You do now. Put it under running water.
She carries the bag to the sink.
This is good. I help you, you help me.
Help you what?
Get my job back.
And while I'm at it, why don't I end world hunger?
Look, I am about to marry a wonderful girl whose mother is so rich she hires other people to work out for her. Do you think that I would blow that by taking a bribe?
She lifts the slimy fish by its tail.
Done washing.
I'm done washing.
Okay, now we fillet it.
You mean fillet?
Sharp knife, second door on the left.
Look, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, I can't help you, Lloyd. Please don't involve me, okay?
As Susie finds the knife, Lloyd frowns.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Look, oh, before you go, how do I make ginger sauce?
He closes his eyes.
Fish on the steamer, 7 minutes.
They lay their fish on the stove.
Dice the onions, white part only. Chop the ginger, salt and pepper. Add some sesame oil, garnish it with some flattened parsley.
Voila!
They both look up. Now Susie carries 2 plates into the dining room.
Ta-da!
She places one in front of Harvey.
Yeah.
His eyes fix on the happy hostess. As she takes a seat, Susie grins wide. In London, Lloyd exits the kitchen with 2 plates. Betsy lies asleep on the couch. Lloyd tightens his lips, then smiles slightly. He sits at the table by himself. Back in the apartment, Susie and Harvey toast wine glasses.
Yes.
Later, Lloyd picks up a plate and opens the dishwasher. As Smokey leaps out, Lloyd jumps back. He sighs, then looks at Marvin. The hamster sits peacefully in his cage.
Don't look at me like that. It was an accident.
Back with Harvey and Susie.
So, Dad's about ready to hand over, but,
Grinning, Harvey waves as Susie gazes off.
Hello.
I know I shouldn't say this, but was that the best meal you've ever had, or what?
His grin widens.
It was pretty damn good.
It was amazing.
As Susie shakes her head, Harvey draws closer.
You are amazing.
She smiles bashfully.
Look, Harvey, you are a wonderful guy. But I'm not looking for anything serious, okay? I'm not waiting for the lion to roar.
His eyes narrow.
Leave it. Tell me about this lion.
In the brownstone, Lloyd twists a wrench around a leaky pipe.
Hey! You gotta tell me how to turn off your water!
I think you're having a problem with your ceiling.
In the apartment, Susie's eyes widen. She gets up and runs to the phone.
Lloyd!
In the brownstone, the ceiling collapses over Betsy's head, drenching her.
My ceiling!
Lloyd hurries downstairs and eyes his soaking fiancé. His jaw drops.
Honey, are you okay?
You mean apart from wearing a hat?
He walks over. He removes a teacup and saucer from her hands and sets them on the table. Now, in New York, Christy and Susie sit in a sleek, modern restaurant.
So, the builder's estimate's £12,000. Can you believe that?
Really?
I mean, Lloyd's so upset about Betsy, I keep thinking he's going to turn up in the middle of the night and throw me out.
I wouldn't put it past him. The man's a rat.
Christy turns.
And so it seems, is he?
The true loves enter with several executives. Susie lowers her head.
Sneaky bastards. Having lunch with MCT. The biggest ad agency in New York.
Susie lifts her brow.
Are you seeing Harvey later?
Why?
Because we need to find out what's going on.
Susie looks away. She presses her lips together, then glances at Harvey.
Look, I'm not a spy. I'm practically in a relationship.
No, Susie. You're in advertising.
Susie frowns. Evening. Susie and Harvey ride in a horse-drawn carriage.
This is so bridge and tunnel.
If you see anyone I know, I'm your hostage, okay?
Fine.
Bad day?
So-so. How was yours?
Okay. Until Dad pulled a number and set up lunch with another agency. I was thinking of moving the account.
So why didn't you tell me?
Well, I just did. It's the first chance I got.
Letting out a sigh, she looks away. Susie grimaces.
Oof.
She waves her hand.
I'm so sorry.
I thought it was the horse.
He gives a panicked frown.
It was the horse.
Yeah.
He relaxes.
Oh, I see. You knew.
So what have MCT got that we haven't?
We won't know until tomorrow. They pitch at 9.
9 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got to give Schneider Fox another chance at re-pitching. No, not because of all, just it's the right thing to do. It's only fair.
Don't be crazy. You're not going to be ready to pitch tomorrow.
Now at the office, Susie creates a three-dimensional bottle cap on a computer. As Dee Dee and others work around her, Bernie enters in a tux.
Colin, where are you?
Okay, Truth, we got one shot to keep this account, and I know we can do it, even if it takes all night.
Dee Dee rolls her eyes.
Gotta love that wee when he's off to the opera with wifey.
Bernie looks around, then leans over Susie's shoulder.
Not bad.
She adds the true love insignia to the cap.
A few ideas.
Christy, take a look at these.
Directional arrows circle the cap on screen. Christy takes a look.
Nice. Very nice.
Susie smiles.
But just not true love.
Christy shows an ad design to Bernie.
Look at this.
Two photographs split into sections each have one person's hair, another's eyes, and a third's mouth.
Okay.
Later in the conference room with the true loves.
So, to sum up, our research indicates that radio plus billboard is the way to go and grow. And we here at Schneider Fox look forward to growing with you.
The executives look at the collaged faces with disinterest. Stanley turns to his son and Harvey whispers into his ear. As Christy grins, Bernie faces his clients.
I'm sorry, we're going with MCT.
Susie drops her gaze. Now in her office. Christy enters.
This is not your fault. Don't feel bad.
Me? Why should I feel bad?
I'm just saying. Don't.
Dee Dee walks in.
Flowers from Harvey True Love.
She sets down a large arrangement.
Why is it men think that flowers solve everything? I mean, why not something original like jewelry?
Dee Dee gives her a small box.
Also from Harvey True Love.
She rolls her eyes.
I was thinking more of, balloons.
She opens the box and finds an opalescent butterfly brooch. Susie closes it.
I can't accept this.
Force yourself. Don't think of it as a kiss-off. Think of it as a perk.
What do you mean, a perk?
For dating a married man.
Susie's eyes widen.
I'm sorry. Did no one tell you that?
As Christy walks out, Susie frowns and shakes her head.
No, they didn't.
She swallows, then blinks her moist eyes. Now, our view heads down a city street. In his limo, JJ looks in the rearview mirror. Susie sits in the back seat with a pint of ice cream.
Thanks for picking me up, JJ.
She eats a spoonful. JJ smiles.
Are all men the same?
You mean deceitful? Shallow? Yeah, pretty much our job description.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
Well, at least it's not a cradle snatch like your geriatric pal Lloyd.
Say what?
The picture by the bed of him and Betsy. What is he, like 1,000 years old?
No, that's not Lloyd. That's Betsy's dad.
Really?
Yeah, see, I told you, you got Lloyd all wrong.
Well, he's still a crook.
Whoa, come on.
He's a guilty, boring, shallow suit, that's what he is. I mean, look at his apartment.
No, that's all Betsy. You look in the den, okay? There's this green little entry button by the door. That's Lloyd.
Well, explain this then.
She reaches into her purse and pulls out the sticky note.
Huh? It was so wonderful.
She passes it to JJ.
Sex sells.
He grins.
Yeah. What about it?
He gave me a bomb steer with a client, made me look like an absolute idiot.
He didn't write this.
Yes, he did.
I've known him forever. That's not his handwriting. My guess, somebody wanted to make him look bad? Try Christy Kaplan. She had this thing for him. Unrequited.
Now in Lloyd's apartment, Susie presses a button and pushes open a pair of doors.
Blood from my veins, the air I breathe, 'cause no problem is too small.
Susie peers in at a cozy den decorated with warm colors. A worn leather couch faces a fireplace and bookshelves. Her gaze scans the softly lit room, taking in a stereo, more bookshelves, and a piano. She walks in and runs a finger over the piano keys.
No pity, no shame, no judgment, there's no blame.
As she steps further inside, she glances at some framed artwork, then notices a large French poster for the Orient Express. She takes a seat in a black leather chair. As she wiggles around in the seat, making herself comfortable, she lifts a framed photo of Betsy. Susie copies her tight, prissy smile, then sets the photo aside, face against the wall. Her satisfied gaze darts about the room. Now, the London Eye Ferris wheel stands tall over London. In one of the observation cars, Lloyd takes a call.
When you left me the True Love client brief, did you leave a note saying sex sells?
No, I left you a note saying that old man True Love's a Bible thumper and no sexual innuendo.
Oh, my God, it's Christie's writing.
What?
She wrote the note. She'd been playing bloody both of us.
Unbelievable. Well, shouldn't surprise me, but it does.
Lloyd, come see the view.
Susie stares at her phone.
You know that talk about an international coalition deposing a tyrant?
I do.
Suit up, girlfriend. This is war.
Bye.
Now at the New York office, Christie faces Dee Dee and Susie.
Okay, so we had a bad week last week.
Closure.
Now, if we can win the Visit London tourism account, Paris, Rome, Moscow, they'll all follow.
Where have I heard that before?
Excuse me?
Lloyd used those exact words. This was his idea.
Your point is, it's a no-brainer, Dee Dee. We get a big new account, you get to keep your job. You like your job, don't you?
Dee Dee walks out.
And if we get the London account, then you get Lloyd's job.
That's up to Mr. Schneider.
Christie grins. Now in London, as Lloyd leaves a men's clothing store with Betsy, he holds his cell phone.
Oh, that golfing sweater is so you.
Golf? I should start playing when I'm 80. It's me.
Lloyd, it's Saturday. Are you planning to work the entire time I'm here?
Just 2 minutes.
He steps aside.
Every day's Saturday when you've been fired.
So you haven't told her yet?
No.
Look, I owe you an apology. I thought you were a lying, arrogant pig.
Thank you. And?
And what?
That was the apology? An apology is when you apologize.
Don't push it.
Okay, I've been thinking. If I can get...
The London Tourist account,
get the London
then
Tourist
you can get
Sport
your
account,
job back.
Exactly. Will you help?
Yes.
Good.
Now, if Christie hacks into your True Love database, it's going to be a record.
Well, you should look in her computer.
Oh, really? Why didn't I think
Lloyd?
Of that? I am, you idiot.
Okay, good. Well, keep up the good work. And the apology? Maybe some other time.
Lloyd rejoins Betsy and they walk off. Nighttime. In the New York office, Susie types at her computer. She gets up and opens the door to Bernie's office.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I heard burglars.
Bernie sits grinning. The soles of two high-heeled shoes poke out from under his desk.
It's Saturday night and here you are. That's so dedicated.
Bernie gapes, his eyes wide.
God, it must be really hard. I just wanted to say, you have all been so wonderful. I mean, especially Christie. She really puts her back into it, doesn't she?
Susie points to a photo on a shelf.
Is that your wife?
Eyes bulging, Bernie nods.
She's beautiful. What's her name?
Mrs. Schneider.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a bad time?
Kind.
Well, enjoy your weekend. See you Monday.
Susie stops in the doorway.
Oh.
Christie bangs her head on the desk.
Regards to your wife.
Now, in London, Lloyd searches a sidewalk holding his phone to his ear.
Smokey? Hello?
Christie's having an affair with Schneider, which means we can't tell him that she set you up.
Well, we'll just have to find something else then. Smokey?
Oh, Smokey, how's my lovely boy?
Oh, he's fine.
Hi, Smokey.
Lloyd stands on a trash can and holds the phone up to a tree.
Hi.
Say hello to Susie.
He He falls.
We just talk about this some other time.
God, you're cranky. You might at least say happy birthday for tomorrow.
Standing in the rain, Susie brushes her wet hair off her face.
What am I, psychic?
You know what? I wish I hadn't even called. Good luck with your job thing and good night.
She hangs up and hails a cab.
Come on, taxi!
She waves her arm out at her side.
Taxi!
In Susie's bedroom, Betsy sleeps in the bed. Lloyd enters, rummages through a bag for a camcorder, and leaves. Daytime. In Lloyd's bed, Susie lies sleeping. Susie opens her eyes and reaches for her phone on the nightstand. Its tiny screen shows she has a new message from Lloyd. It reads, check email. Later, she downloads a video. In it, balloons hang over the chicken coop where Susie is spelled out in seed.
London calling. Welcome to the world's first singing chicken gram. Smokey would have been here, but he's out prowling. Anyhow, sorry I was cranky. Happy birthday from all of us here at the hen house.
The chickens wear bows around their necks. Susie grins. As Susie stands and goes to the door, Harvey enters, gripping a dozen balloons.
Happy birthday, beautiful.
Right gesture.
Susie takes the butterfly brooch out of its box and opens its pin.
Wrong man.
She pops a balloon.
Oh. One for me. One for every other girl who's fallen for your smarmy bollocks.
Harvey winces as she pops more balloons.
Oh, and one for your wife.
Susie pushes him out the door.
You can take that as well.
She throws the brooch at Harvey and slams the door in his face. A stray balloon bounces against the ceiling. Susie snatches it and marches off. Now she carries coffee to Dee Dee's desk.
Oh, coffee?
Dee Dee looks up with a knit brow.
For me?
Susie holds up two bags.
And muffins.
As Dee Dee takes them, Susie leans on her desk.
What do you want?
You were right about Lloyd. He didn't take a bribe.
Finally.
So, are you going to help me get his job back?
In London, Betsy takes a bubble bath.
Lloyd?
She stops thumbing through a magazine and pushes open a window. Below, Lloyd cleans out the chicken coop.
Lloyd, phone!
Lloyd, it's Susie.
And Dee Dee.
Thank you so much for my birthday email. Dee Dee and I thought that you'd like to know that we're on the case and we're going to get you your job back.
Betsy gapes.
So no one will know what you've really been up to.
Nighttime. At the Royal Opera House, Lloyd and Betsy sit in a box with an older couple. As Betsy keeps her teary eyes fixed toward the stage, Lloyd gazes at a program and wearily rubs his eyes. Betsy shifts her gaze to Lloyd. Lloyd exchanges an annoyed glance with her, then his eyes widen. As he shoves his hand into his pants pocket, Betsy gapes and the couple behind them glare. Lloyd fumbles with the phone. As he hurries to the door, nearby patrons whisper to each other. Betsy closes her eyes. In the lobby, he answers the phone. In New York, Susie turns on the stove.
Yeah?
So I hacked into the ideas file on Chris's computer.
Good.
Now, she's going traditional with a London pitch. Historical riches, pageantry...
A towel catches on fire.
Good, then we go the opposite. Modern London, romantic. Get me a list of locations, not just the tourist stuff.
Sure.
That my fire alarm?
She notices the flames.
No, it's a police siren.
An overhead sprinkler drenches Susie as she hangs up.
God bless America.
Now outside the opera, Lloyd and Betsy walk in front of the older couple.
I am so sorry. I would like to die.
I have it slow and painful. Who was it anyway?
It was the office.
This late.
You know me. Work, work, work.
Later in a crowded nightclub, Lloyd and Betsy sit on a love seat facing a small stage. Lloyd taps his fingers on the armrest as they watch a jazz quartet. A waitress approaches.
You fancy a drink?
Jack Daniels and Coke, please.
Just water.
Sure.
In Lloyd's den, Susie pours herself some Jack Daniels. In the jazz club, Betsy primly waves the smoky air in front of her nose. The waitress brings their drinks.
You're great.
Apparently.
In Lloyd's den, Susie searches through a handful of CDs. At the club, a bearded man in a striped sweater steps onto the stage.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The floor is now open.
Lloyd looks at his fiancée.
What do you think?
Whatever.
Yeah, you're right.
Anybody?
I think you should do what you want to do.
Lloyd thoughtfully shifts his gaze toward the stage. Meanwhile, in the den, Susie eyes a CD's handwritten label. Love at First Sight, Lloyd Rockwell. She inserts it into the player. Meanwhile, in the club, Lloyd sits at the piano and looks out at the audience.
I'd like to play a song that I wrote called Love at First Sight.
He drops his gaze to the keys. In the den, Susie raises her eyebrows as she listens. In the club, Betsy sits with her hands folded on her lap. Lloyd lifts his head and smiles. Meanwhile, Susie eyes a shelf filled with books ranging from The Spy by James Fenimore Cooper to Jack Kerouac's On the Road. In the club, Betsy watches her fiancé play, then gathers her things and leaves. At the bookshelf, Susie selects Truman Capote's Breakfast at Tiffany's. She eyes the book cover. It shows the author as a young man. Susie turns it over. In the club, Lloyd lifts his gaze toward his fiancée and finds the love seat empty. His lips tighten into a frown. In the den, Susie sits with her drink and the book. Now, outside the brownstone, a taxi pulls up behind a second one. A cab driver carries out luggage, followed by Betsy. Lloyd exits the arriving taxi and faces her.
Where are you going?
Do some serious thinking.
I don't suppose this is the opera thing.
No, it's the you lost your job thing. Why didn't you tell me you were fired?
Because I didn't think you'd understand.
I don't. So what does all this say about us?
That's what I've been trying to figure out.
Betsy walks to her taxi.
Don't you think we should talk about it?
No, I think I'm gonna go.
Lloyd watches her get in. Daytime. At a farmer's market, Lloyd aims the camcorder at vendors and shoppers as he talks on his cell.
This place is fantastic. What else do you have?
You'll see. Just make sure that you get lots and lots of snogging.
Snogging?
Kissing. Apparently, sex sells.
Don't start with me, would you? If I shoot any more people rolling around on the lawns of parks, I'm going to get arrested.
I gotta go.
Christy peers into Susie's office.
All hands on deck Friday. The chairman of Visit London is flying in. He needs picking up.
As Christy leaves, Susie mimics her pretty smile and hand gestures. Dee Dee playfully shoves her.
Well, that'll be us picking him up then, won't it?
Now at an airport terminal, a battered station wagon pulls up to the curb. Dee Dee hops out. Chewing gum, she holds up a sign that reads, Mariford.
Mariford! Nigel Mariford!
A well-dressed goateed man Mariford. Squints, then slowly approaches her.
Nigel Mariford? Dee Dee from Schneider Fox.
Sir Nigel Merrifield.
Nice.
And you're late.
Dee Dee gets behind the wheel.
You coming?
Later, as she drives, Dee Dee offers a stick of gum.
No, thank you. Now, we're all really excited about this whole London tourist thingy.
Sorry.
Sir Nigel points at the seat.
Is this chocolate?
I don't know. With my kids, you never know.
Perhaps I should take a taxi.
Dee Dee hits the brakes and faces her passenger over the front seat.
Is this how you treat all your clients?
Good morning, Sir Nigel.
Susie extends her hand through the window.
Pleasure to meet you, Susie Wilding. You'd like to step this way?
She opens the door.
Forgive the theatrics.
Sir Nigel gets out.
Our research shows that too many Americans view London as being inefficient, noisy, rude, dirty. We at Schneider Fox aim to change all of that, starting now.
Susie ushers Sir Nigel into JJ's limo. Now in the brownstone, Lloyd plasters the kitchen ceiling with slow, even swipes of a trowel.
But I feel glad I made the trip.
He steps off a chair, scoops more plaster out of a bucket, and applies it to the trowel.
Just spinning on a shallow ledge. Look what I can do. This isn't all just about you. Oh, hey there.
In the New York office, Christy adjusts Bernie's tie and brushes the shoulders of his jacket. Susie ushers Sir Nigel off the elevator.
Sir Nigel, welcome to New York.
Thank you.
I'd like you to meet Christy Kaplan.
VP R&D. Nice to meet you, sir.
Miss Kaplan.
Sir Nigel glances to Susie.
That's depressive.
As Bernie and Sir Nigel head off, Christy eyes Susie.
What? Just met him at the airport, like you said?
Christy gives a quick nod and struts off. Susie makes a face behind her back.
What time is it?
As they hurry off, Susie checks Dee Dee's watch. Now, in the darkened conference room, a screen shows the Westminster Palace sprawled along the bank of the Thames and a closer view of Big Ben. Sir Nigel watches soberly. Susie glances across the table. Dee Dee rolls her eyes. As more traditional London sights appear, Sir Nigel watches blankly. Christy grins at the presentation. On screen, Tower Bridge rises over the Thames. As the image fades to black, the lights come on. Everyone turns their gaze to Sir Nigel.
Well, I see you've concentrated on tradition.
And royalty.
And the history. London's so historic, don't you think?
Sir Nigel stares.
Yes. Not what you might call cutting edge, though, is it?
Susie smiles.
Well, we have a lot more ideas to discuss over dinner.
Busy, I'm afraid. Several other agencies to see. Thank you, anyway.
Dee Dee steps in front of him.
I don't blame you. It's bloody awful.
Sir Nigel faces Susie.
I beg your pardon?
Come to London, land of old dead people.
Then why show it?
To make a point. See, what you just saw is how 59% of Americans who travel outside the US view London.
They love that tradition stuff, but you've got them already.
But what we want are the other 41%.
Dee Dee uncovers their ad campaign.
Fall in love with London. Now, this is a low-budget demo, but I think you might get the idea.
Sir Nigel sits.
Christy, lights?
Christy glares. Bernie looks at her.
Christy.
Casting Bernie a bewildered glance, Christy heads for the light switch.
Sir Nigel?
Grinning, Susie sits. On screen, Nelson's column towers over Trafalgar Square. Below, a couple lounges on the edge of a fountain. A quick sequence of shots show young people walking arm in arm on narrow streets, kissing on sidewalks, and strolling hand in hand in casual summer clothes. Christy frowns at images of a couple kissing, another dining in a cafe, and a third playfully pulling each other down a street. Sir Nigel thoughtfully lifts a finger to his lips. Now, nighttime images show the streets bustling with young people. Bernie leans close to Susie's ear.
Risky. What if it doesn't work? You're finished.
Oh, I blackmail you about your affair with Christy. Now, you don't have to worry about me because I'm going home tomorrow, but I would recommend giving Dee Dee a promotion.
Special assistant.
Junior account exec and a 50% raise.
20%.
Talk to the hand. 75% and rising.
He
shakes her hand. Susie grimaces at her palm. As the demo ends, Dee Dee puts down a remote. They all face Sir Nigel.
Now, that's more like it. And remarkable music.
Lloyd appears on screen.
Thank you.
As all eyes shift to the face on the screen, Susie's grin fades. Her gaze softens tenderly, and she leans in closer to his image. Dee Dee glances at her.
Susie. I'm sorry. This is Lloyd Rockwell.
Christy shifts her angry stare to Susie.
That was his remarkable music.
So you two are a team?
That depends on what
we'll
you
work
ask
it
me.
Out, I guarantee. Splendid. You'll be in touch.
As Sir Nigel leaves, Bernie approaches the screen.
Good work, Lloyd. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Actually, I'm not quite done yet. Christy, are you there?
Lloyd, what do you have to say?
What I want to say is, did you know that when you hacked into my computer that you left a trail?
As Christy scoffs, Bernie faces her.
What hack? What trail? An electronic trail from my computer to her computer.
Don't be ridiculous.
She hacked into my computer, stole the True Love database, which she sent to Matchmate to set me up to take my job.
The
It's crazy.
Talk to the hand.
Bernie!
As her boss storms out, Christy chases him.
Bernie!
Lloyd, can you still hear me?
Yes.
How did you do that? I spent all day on the computer. I found nothing.
I know.
What, you were bluffing?
Susie grins at Lloyd's smiling image.
Wow! You are very, very good.
Thank you. You're not so bad yourself.
Meanwhile, Bernie marches into his office, followed by Christy.
Bernie, I don't care if Lloyd is making it a condition of his coming back. I will not be exiled to some hick regional Siberia.
Bernie eases into his chair.
Nebraska.
She stumbles a bit and clutches her stomach.
Bernie, please. If I leave New York, I will shrivel up and die.
Sir Nigel was very clear. No Lloyd, no account. And I think it's time for you and me to take a break.
You bastard.
Glaring, Christy storms out.
Go, Cornhuskers. Give me security.
Now JJ's limo moves through traffic. Susie pouts in the back seat.
I'm gonna miss being this vulgar JJ.
You have to come back. You see my play?
Dostoevsky in Denmark.
Only it's not Dostoevsky anymore. My agent said to make the lead a woman. Her name's Charisma.
Your agent?
Oh, the character. She's this beautiful kick-ass scientist, and she has to save the world from these giant flesh-eating bugs. It's sort of Charlie's Angels meets The Fly, you know?
In Denmark.
Denmark had to go. It's Malibu now.
That's much better.
Yeah. Oh, meantime, Lloyd called. He moved to a hotel and he says he wants to take you to dinner tomorrow night. Celebrate.
Great.
Oh, good news. Your cat came back.
What do you mean came back? Where's he been?
What?
Where's he been, JJ?
No, I made a mistake.
They both grin. Susie looks out the window.
Bye-bye, New York! I love you! I don't want to go, JJ!
Now, in London, a boxy black taxi pulls up in front of Susie's brownstone. She gets out, lugging a pink suitcase.
Thank you. How much is that?
40 quid.
Okay.
She pays the driver.
Thanks.
As the cab pulls away, Susie lifts her sunglasses. The red paint on her sparkling clean roadster gleams. Her cat sits by the door. Inside, Susie lifts a lid off a pot labeled pasta sauce and sniffs. Her gaze drifts overhead and she grins at the freshly patched ceiling. Outside, she carries Smokey into the backyard. The turtle crosses her path.
Oh, Ryan, I didn't see what to do.
She pets the tortoise's shell, then looks at the chicken coop.
Girls.
Girls. Gracie.
Eric.
She notices balloons tied to the top of the coop. Susie removes a note that reads, Le toit est au lait, 8 o'clock tomorrow, Lloyd. She playfully bats the balloons.
Balloons! I'm home.
Lloyd walks with Sir Nigel.
Really impressed by your music.
Thank you.
Are you classically trained?
Classically, no. It was pretty much my mom.
And your father?
Not so much.
I see. So we want a symphony for London. We're looking for a composer who will do for us what Gershwin did for New York.
Oh, that's a great idea. We should invite the best in the business and make a big PR splash out of it.
We want to commission you.
Lloyd stops in his tracks.
Me?
May not make you rich, but it might make you famous.
Can I ask you something?
Yes?
Will you marry me?
Certainly.
Susie and Alex talk on the phone.
So he fixed the ceiling himself.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaned your car.
Spotless.
And left homemade pasta sauce.
Delicious.
Flowers?
Balloons.
Balloons! And he's taking you to the best restaurant in London, and you are thinking of cancelling?
I hate Les Étoiles. It's so stuffy. Plus, he can be very rude and arrogant.
Creative and forthright.
JJ and Lloyd talk.
Messy and neurotic. Eclectic and interesting.
He's engaged!
Betsy's gone to have some space.
This is not a date. We have nothing in common.
Advertising?
Advertising.
I hate advertising.
You could move to London.
Yeah.
Are you shaving your legs?
Maybe.
It's a date.
date.
Now, Susie exits her brownstone in a green dress and knit cap. She catches her hem as the wind billows it up. At her car, she finds the door opens easily and raises her brow. The breeze tousles her shoulder-length brown hair. She happily slides behind the wheel and pulls the small red roadster into the street. Now, in an elegant restaurant, Lloyd sits on a bench seat made for two. He stops a passing waiter.
Excuse me. Do you think that they could turn the music down just a little? I think they can hear it on Mars.
At the 3 étoiles, music is part of the pleasure.
Right.
Susie enters and scans the dining room.
I recommend the Coquille Saint-Jacques, also the Sol Véronique.
Noticing her, Lloyd stands, staring through his wireframe glasses. Susie spots him and they both smile.
Hello.
She strides to his table.
Hello.
Lloyd.
Susie.
You look great.
Thank you.
Better without the cow.
Yeah, a lot of people say that.
They take a seat.
Something to drink?
Jack Daniels and Coke.
Snap. Isn't that lovely?
Thank you for looking after my zoo.
No problem. My cat allergy gone. Go figure.
Now, may I tell you our specials? We have a duo of foie gras, seared with roasted pear and toasted walnuts, torchon with red onions, marmalade filet.
I'd kill for a quarter pounder.
Is this restaurant okay for you?
No, it's fine. Is it okay with you?
Best food in London.
3 stars.
Such great music.
He leans closer.
You want to get out of here?
My coat.
As they leave, the waiter lifts his nose with a snooty frown. Now, outside.
Hey, big favor?
What?
Can I drive?
Why? You hate women drivers?
No, I just love this car.
As she tosses the keys, he drops them on the fender.
Yeah, smooth.
Your town, where to?
Yeah, last night. You choose.
Susie gets in the passenger side with a smile. Later at the jazz club, Lloyd sits at the piano. Patrons sip drinks at small square tables with tiny shaded lamps. Susie watches the performance from the spot on the love seat where Betsy had sat. A soft spotlight shines off Lloyd's crisp white shirt as he sways gently over the keys. He smiles at Susie, who grins back with a giddy shrug of her shoulders. A waitress brings 2 drinks over to her.
No, he's just a colleague.
Gay?
Well, I hope not.
Or married?
No, he's engaged.
Still a chance then.
Susie smirks over her drink.
What he does with those hands.
Lloyd closes his eyes and rocks his head as he plays.
Thank you.
Susie shares a polite smile with the waitress and she carries her tray away. Lloyd looks out over the crowd, then bows his head. Susie watches adoringly with her cheek resting on her palm. Lloyd takes a deep breath and nods to the patrons. Susie grins brightly as he joins her on the love seat.
Amazing.
Thanks. It's good because it's the only song I know.
So now I know why you brought me here to impress me, huh?
Absolutely.
Why are you wasting your time in advertising?
It's funny you should say that.
What do you mean?
I have an opportunity to compose a symphony for London.
No, really? That's fantastic.
Isn't it?
Well, so you could maybe stay a while.
I could.
You could?
I could. Stay around and see the sights.
And which particular sight would you like to see first?
Hi, Lloyd.
Lloyd blinks, then bolts to his feet. Betsy stands beside them, grinning.
What are you... How did you know that I'd be here?
A hunch. Oh, this must be Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, nice to meet you. Likewise, I'm Betsy, the fiancée.
So, where have you been?
Paris.
thinking.
And?
And I'm back. Oh, I called JJ. He said you got your job back. Clever boy.
Well, actually, it was team effort. Susie and I.
Oh. Isn't that nice? So you're celebrating?
Absolutely.
Lloyd takes a long drink of his Jack and Coke. Betsy presents a leather ticket holder.
What's this?
Tickets.
For what?
For the Orient Express. Venice, Rome, Istanbul. Leaves midnight tonight.
He opens it.
You are kidding.
A little pre-honeymoon honeymoon.
Susie gets to her feet.
Do you know what? I really should be going.
No, really?
Yeah, I've got jet lag. It's very nice to meet you.
Oh.
You. Travel safely and good luck with the music.
Thank you.
Bye.
Susie grabs her purse and walks off. Lloyd keeps his gaze on her as his fiance beams happily.
Susie?
Yeah?
Tell Smokey I said goodbye.
With a hesitant wave, Susie exits.
So, did you miss me?
He nods with a tight-lipped smile. Now it's Susie's.
So we stayed for only about 5 minutes. It was obvious we really both wanted to leave. I mean, the waiter looked like he had a poker off his bomb. So then he took me to this fantastic club with Alex. I'm telling you, he played the piano like a god.
A god?
A god.
Question, why are you here?
What?
Susie, it's been an hour. You haven't told me a thing about New York. It's all about Lloyd. He cooks, he fixes stuff, he makes you laugh, and now he plays the piano like a god. So, come on, given that he ticks every single box and his train leaves in exactly 34 minutes, what the hell are you doing here? Oh, my God.
What?
It's the lion's roar.
Alex? It's a cat. A pussycat.
Susie bites a cookie, then looks at Smokey's fuzzy gray face.
When the lion roars!
Now in Lloyd's hotel room, Betsy looks over their tickets as he packs.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes. The mayor wants to commission you to compose a symphony for London.
Wow. I just need a minute. Your enthusiasm's bowling me over.
What do you want from me? It's really, really nice.
Nice as a haircut. Nice as a dessert. This is the opportunity of a lifetime.
Well, okay.
Bessie, I spent my whole life trying to sell things to people that they don't need. Now maybe I can create something that's real.
Later, Lloyd and Betsy carry their bags to the curb.
Take your bags, sir.
Hold this, please.
As Lloyd loads the suitcases into a cab, Betsy opens his buzzing phone. It reads, Susie calling.
It's all right, I've got it, sir. I've got it.
She discreetly closes the phone and tucks it back in his briefcase.
Here we are.
They both climb into the cab. Now Susie holds her phone, shaking her head.
Oh, well. Ships that pass, as you would say.
Over my dead body. Come on.
Now Susie drives. She speeds into a roundabout.
Here we go.
As she weaves around the turn, two police motorcycles pull up behind Susie's car.
Just keep driving.
Oh, no, I can't drive.
Just keep going.
Get the rest of us.
Run to the right.
Wheel vehicle over, please.
No, oh, no.
Just keep going.
Please, Alex, it's the police. You can't keep driving.
Okay, you'll have to pull over. Just leave it to me.
As Susie pulls over, Alex smiles at the yellow-jacketed officer.
Evening, miss.
Good evening, officer. Here's the thing. Now, you can either play this by the book, or you could do a wonderful romantic thing for two people terribly in love.
Back at Susie's.
Who needs a driving license anyway? You could meet a nice man on the bus.
Susie smiles as she opens a bottle of wine. Alex dives over the couch for the phone.
Oh, my God, it's him.
Calm it down. He's probably halfway to Istanbul by now.
It's him.
Alex holds the phone up and jiggles it. Susie takes it.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You look very beautiful right now.
What?
I said you look beautiful.
As she shoots her friend a stunned gaze, Alex sits up quickly. Susie slowly moves to the window and pulls aside the lacy curtains. Lloyd stands in the street looking toward her door. Susie looks back toward her friend, tears well in her eyes. Alex smiles and holds up a pair of silvery high heels. Outside, Lloyd closes his phone. Susie opens the door and steps outside.
Where's Betsy?
She didn't want to be Mrs. Piano Man, so I put her on the train.
And what now? You're going to go home?
They step closer.
I was thinking maybe I could stick around for a while. I could use a little inspiration.
Good?
He nods seriously.
I could.
As Lloyd gazes into Susie's eyes, she smiles coyly. He leans in and kisses her softly on the lips. Pull apart, gazes locked. As Lloyd leans in again, Susie reaches up toward his face. He blinks rapidly as she tilts his glasses up and removes them. They embrace in a passionate kiss. Our view pulls away from the brownstone with the couple standing below. A single street lamp shines on the sidewalk tiles in Susie's shiny roadster. As Susie leads Lloyd toward the stoop, they stop to kiss again. Smokey bolts from the house and runs off down the street.